I like to whistle along to that particular part of Pink Floyd's The Wall album, Another Brick in the Wall, Parts 1 and 2, and the happiest days of our lives. It's 8:01.
Do what you want, because you can get what you need at Canadian Tire.
If you're planning on modernizing your home or cottage, CSA certified service wire and cable is vital. Canadian Tire has all types of household wiring priced for value. A 75-meter coil of 14-2 copper wire is just $29.95. Canadian Tire also stocks a complete range of plumbing supplies, including chemical and recirculating portable toilets. The two-piece VIP 1 freshwater model uses new water and provides up to 40 flushes. It's a good buy at just $79.95 at Canadian Tire. For all your renovating needs, remember, Canadian Tire has the essentials.
It's for people like you, people who do Canadian.
The place to see the top bands in Toronto under the neon palms of the good old El Macambo.
This week at the good old El Macambo. Today and tomorrow it's FM, Friday and Saturday, the Diodes. All week downstairs, Luke Gibson and the Silver Tractors.
Weather. Oh, great.
Would you leave that microphone alone, please, Gregory? It's time now, folks, for AccuWheel Weather. Radio's only accurate prediction of weather for the next 24 hours. And my assistant is with me in the studio, Gregory the Geek. And I understand a little later today you'll be appearing at one of the leading department stores, Gregory, to autograph copies of your new book, Geek Wars. That should be kind of exciting. Some of the special effects, I understand, involve animated chickens.
Tasmania.
Ah, his favorite country. He's now enjoying a bit of breakfast there. And here comes the first chicken. Got it. Okay, he's washing that back, of course, with a bit of Sneaky Pete. He's an Oxford man, you know, and has appeared for many years around this great nation of ours in midways, in small towns and large towns, as the wild man of Borneo. But in reality, he is a geek, even though he works out of a pit. Ah, finger eaten good. There it goes. Okay, Gregor, if you're all set, I'd like you to assist me now in spinning the AccuWheel. He broke his bottle. The new improved AccuWheel Weather. Gregory, come on over here and give that wheel one big spin as soon as you finish that chicken. Get that chicken bone out of your teeth. And here we go. Let's see what kind of weather we've got for the next 24 hours. Around and around it goes. And where that wheel stops, only Gregory knows. And it stopped at variable cloudiness, windy and cool today. Northwest winds gusting to 45 kilometers per hour. The expected high near 14. The low tonight near 6. And sunny with cloudy periods on Thursday with a high of 16. Present temperature right now in Toronto is plus 7 in Toronto. Thank you, Gregory. There's another edition of AccuWheel Weather. Hurry, hurry, folks. He'll be back again tomorrow for one-fifth of a dollar. He'll drink anything. We've got some music now from Linda Ronstadt's album, Mad Love, on Chum FM. Linda Ronstadt on Chum FM from the Mad Love album, How Do I Make You, and I Can't Let Go. It's 8:10.
Honey, why are you wearing that frame around your body? You think you're the picture of health?
Not funny, Stella. This is serious. I'm wearing my new Yves Chevalier underwear. The fit, the styling, the comfort. Yves Chevalier is a veritable work of art.
Do you plan on going out with that frame?
The world should know about the beauty of Yves Chevalier men's underwear and t-shirts. They should know how good-looking Yves Chevalier underwear is, and I shall tell them.
You may also get arrested for exposure.
Okay. I'll put a sweater on.
Yves Chevalier men's underwear and t-shirts, French style, affordable, available at most men's clothing stores.
There's a sound inside your brain, going round and round, gonna drive you insane. It's a cool sound, it's a clean sound, it's a clear sound, so come on down and hear it right at Kelly's. Hear it right.
The motocross season starting. And Honda's off with savings of up to $700 on high-performance 1979 CR motocrossers. Right now, you can buy a CR 250R priced at $1,899 for just $1,199. That's right, $1,199. CR 125R motocrossers are reduced from $1,399 to just $999. 1979 and 80 mini bikes with savings of up to $100. Supplies are limited, so get down to your Honda dealer right now. Manufacturer suggested prices, dealer may sell for less. Freight and dealer setup charges extra.
Variable cloudiness, windy and cool today. Northwest winds gusting to about 45 kilometers per hour with a high of 14, down to about 6 tonight. Sunny with cloudy periods, a bit better on Thursday with a high of 16. The present temperature is plus 7.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for everyone's favorite What's Your Beef? 870-9131 is the number to call if you have a beef. Someone is waiting to put you on hold.
Thank you, Norman Nerd. Well, Rick, here we are again. Are you set for 400 head of cattle?
I'm excruciatingly happy to be here, Griff.
Well, we had certainly some remarkable beefs yesterday. People tapping the
truly
bushes of the day.
That cow just dirtied on my foot.
Get that cow out of here. That's beef enough for everybody.
Ugh.
All right, the number to call is 870-9131.
Say it again, Griff.
870-9131. If you have a complaint about the world conditions such as they are, or the conditions in the privacy of your own living room.
Was that a caller? That's a beef.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, the phones are lighting up
because
they've short-circuited. I'll move the thing over here. So
that a boy.
I'm not baffling you with this radio technology-like thing. Okay. Let's go to the phones, Rick, and you take the first one, okay?
Why not?
Might as well finish your day right here and now.
Good morning. What's your beef?
That was a collect call, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we try another one? Didn't have much
you
to
take
say.
This one, okay?
Okay, I'll take this one. Good morning, Chum FM. Same to you, buddy. Okay. Well, there you go. I think what so far has been said.
I thought that was a point well taken.
Very well taken, and I can sympathize with that kind of a listener.
Yeah.
I can. Can't you? Shall we try another one?
You want me to try it?
You try it.
Why not?
I'm not having any luck, Rick.
Good morning. What's your beef?
Yes, my name is Cynthia McCormick, and my only beef is that when I'm driving home between 4:30 and 5:30 at night, I have to listen to that raunchy punk rock music on the radio. And it would be really nice if you could play some really good trucking music when you're driving along, something to take your mind off the traffic.
Can you give us a few examples of the kind of music that you'd like to hear when you're driving home at 4 in the afternoon?
Well, something like Mark Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Or a little bit quieter music anyway, Billy Joel, something like
that. How about Waylon Jennings?
Oh, that'd be great, too.
Really? Do you have a phone number?
All right.
Good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man, I'll tell you.
Punk rock is just not good driving music, eh?
It certainly isn't, especially at the end of the day.
How far do you have to drive?
Well, I drive about 20 miles. I live in the East End, and I have to go to the West End.
So that's a lot of punk rock.
A lot of punk rock is right.
Okay, we'll pass your comments along to the music department.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling this
Have
morning.
A good day.
Thanks,
you
Cynthia.
Too. Interesting.
Got me mind boggled, I'll tell
you. Yeah. Well, we better not make a comment on that.
What, my mind boggling?
No. Right.
The phone again, Griff.
Try that one, Rick.
I'll jump on this one. Good morning, Chum FM.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd just like to make a point about these people think there's such a thing as punk rock or new wave. I don't think there is such a thing, really.
You mean there isn't?
No, there isn't. All it is just rock and roll.
It's just rock and roll, and...
But I like it.
It's great stuff, but it's just a brand of rock and roll, and rock and roll is acceptable, and rock and roll takes many forms and sizes and everything, and that's all it is.
Isn't it just, though, a new label you put on it, like we had acid rock in the 60s, and we called music psychedelic at one point?
Yes, but acid rock was a completely different type of music.
Wasn't it just rock...
thing as acid rock before.
Wasn't it just rock and roll?
But new wave, or whatever they call it... same stuff there used to be in the 60s, really.
No, but what Rick is saying, it wasn't acid rock, just another kind of rock and roll?
Sure, that was, yeah.
Right? So you're saying that punk or new wave is just another kind of rock and roll?
It isn't a kind of rock and roll, no. It's just a kind of rock and roll that has already surfaced.
It hasn't surfaced.
It already has surfaced in the 60s, right?
You know, a lot of this stuff you hear nowadays reminds me of what the Kinks were doing about 1965.
Yeah, exactly. The Kinks and the early Who.
Yeah, and the Yardbirds.
Yeah.
There's even some of it sounds a bit like some early Beatles, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's just what it's taken off again.
All right. Thank you for your comments on that variation of rock and roll this morning.
Thanks. And I'd just like to... I would really like if you play some more old stuff from the 60s, you know.
More 60 stuff.
We'll have to talk to Champ about that.
Yeah, all right. I don't know. This is turning into a survey on music this morning, but it's kind of interesting. Thank you for calling this morning.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All right. Somebody seems to set the pace for the subject matter. That's up to you folks. Rick and I wanted...
Absolutely. Nothing to do with us.
We wanted to talk about collecting knotted string ourselves, but if you
want... We are just here as walls to bounce off.
That's true. All right. Go for it, Rick.
The phone's ringing. Right. Good morning, Chum FM. What's your beef?
Mr. Ricky.
Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Roman Novak again from Hamilton.
How are you?
I'm holding my own, thank you.
From the hill in Hamilton.
Yeah. And feeling myself like usual.
What's can the you buzz? See us up there?
I got, what's that?
Can you see us up there on the hill?
For sure.
That's great.
For sure, except I live at below hill.
You
so
live...
what the hell?
Yeah, well.
It's Uncle Guido from Hamilton.
Guido.
What's your problem, Uncle?
Oh, I got it problems. See, I think the price of beef is too high. We should rename the program, What's Your Pork?
How about
it costed so much, God damn it, for a little piece of What's Your Beef, you know? Every time I call it, it's long distance.
Listen, it's your dime, pal.
So call it maybe What's Your Pork. Leave less money.
Or What's Your Price, eh? Everybody's got a price.
We're having better ways of doing it. Yeah, sir.
Well, thank you, Uncle.
Nice hearing you. Nice hearing from you again, Uncle Guido.
Did you say it was over the hill or under the hill?
I'm not sure. Uncle Guido.
We got time for another one,
brightens
Rick?
Up the morning. Why not? Why don't you take this
We've one? We've got our lawyer standing right by the door.
Bail me out of this one.
He might as well earn his pay here. Good morning, Chum FM.
Hello. Is this the beef one?
This is the beef one.
All right.
Yep.
Did you hear about the Newfie terrorist?
The what?
The Newfie terrorist.
The Newfie terrorist.
Yes, this is one that involved cleaners, if I understand it. Is that correct? Yes, we've heard that one. Thank you. Have you?
I haven't heard it.
Haven't you heard it?
I haven't heard it.
Well, I'm not going to explain it to you either. Okay,
was
we try one more?
One more,
no,
why not?
No, but it's an old one. Yeah.
Let's play once again Radio Roulette.
Radio Roulette. Okay. Telephone Roulette, that
Put
is.
Put your little finger on the little knobby there,
Okay, let's see what happens. Good morning, Chum FM. No, you're listening. Turn your radio down, or we'll turn this radio station right off. Thank you. Another direct call, and let's see. Ah, three lemons. Good morning, Chum FM.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's John.
John. What's your beef, John?
What's my beef?
Yeah.
Well, if you remember, a little while back, there was a fellow who phoned in about expiry dates on yogurt cups.
Yes, we were very concerned.
Into it.
Yeah.
And I must say, I found a dandy.
What'd you find?
I found greenness coming out of the yogurt cup.
Ooh.
A whole six-pack.
Oh, boy, what a job you've got to...
Yeah.
Give
you a little excerpt
just
to remind the audience.
Beyond and above the...
What's that?
Well, that's going beyond and above the call of duty to have to put up with green stuff coming out of yogurt cups.
John, you sound a little out of breath.
Yeah.
He was just back from the supermarket.
Why? I just came back from the store to check it out.
I see. Well, Johnny, will you keep us posted if there are any further developments and if the yogurt department starts to eat the fresh fruit department?
Yeah, I'll be checking on Windows this week.
Okay. Thank you, John. There's our consumer shopper. Nice
always
guy.
A fine report from John.
Well, what do you think, Rick? I think we've we've really tapped some of the important issues of the day.
Yes, and tapping has been... Well, tapping with... Griff, there's nothing like tapping with you.
I know the news department is very envious that we get some of the exclusives here first. We'll be back again tomorrow. Won't we, Norman?
I wouldn't bet on that.
And now back to our announcer, Norman Nerd. Music from Foreigner, the Double Vision album, and Blue Morning, Blue Day on Chum FM. It's 8:24.
This is a message from your TTC.
I earn part of my living stunt driving for television. But for my full-time job downtown, I spend a lot of time on the TTC. They asked me to take the TTC test that's in the paper, and comparing my car to the TTC, I saved a lot of money and a lot of time using the TTC. You know, they say you can save $520 a year leaving the car at home just half the time. Well, for my test, what I figured out, I save over $650.
TTC, the better way.
The Great Steakhouse also serves the greatest seafood dinner. 1 pound of sweet, tender, succulent king crab for $9.95. And that includes the keg's all-you-can-eat salad bar. Quantity, quality. No better value at any price. Always was at the keg, always will be.
The Great Steakhouse, the Great Steakhouse, the Keg.
There's a keg at York Mills and Leslie, Jarvis and Wellesley in the Young Eglinton Center, and 60 Main Street North in Brampton. The weather for Toronto, cloudiness, windy and cool today. Some northwest winds up to about 45 kilometers per hour, and a high of 14, down to 6 tonight. Tomorrow should be better, sunny with cloudy periods on Thursday and a high of 16, and the present temperature right now is plus 7. Music by Dirty Looks on Chum FM. Dirty Looks on Chum FM. And the album is called Dirty Looks, and we heard You Can't Love Me and Let Go. It's 8:31. It's time for report. And for Fairview Electronics, here again is Tim Lang.
Peter, before I get into it, I've got to tell you about a phone call I just had from a gentleman who I believe probably has the inside story on what's going on in the city of Toronto and the environs. He knows more about people in this city and things going on that are simply amazing.
A gossip pipeline?
Yes, yes. A lot of confirm and deny material. I think we're going to be talking to him tomorrow at 7:10, but he did say that there is a new movie coming out called Son of the Empire.
Son of the Empire.
Yes.
Well, we can't confirm that right now.
But it's Son of the Empire, and it's all about Justin Trudeau being crowned king. So we're going to hear more from this gentleman. We may even find out who he is. The weather, we can confirm that for you right now. Windy and cool and cloudy today, just about the same for tomorrow. Winds gusting out of the northwest up to 45 kilometers an hour. It's going to be a chilly 14 today, 6 tonight, and about 16 degrees for tomorrow. For the holiday weekend, sunny and pleasant on Saturday. Chance of a shower on Sunday, and up in cottage country, down to freezing at night, so they say. Presently 7 degrees in downtown Toronto. Our very own Prime Minister is on his way into the province of Quebec. That's his third referendum campaign visit. It will likely be his final visit through the province, as he attends a no rally this evening in Montreal's Paul Sauvé Arena. That's the same place where the PQ celebrated its election victory. Now, Trudeau has already addressed a businessman's group in Montreal and a similar no rally in Quebec City. Now, meanwhile, while he's going to be doing that, Federalists in Ottawa, are there any other people in Ottawa? Justice Minister Jean Chrétien is still confident of the outcome on Tuesday. He has said his confidence is mixed with an obvious wariness about the outcome, but he does say he feels that the no side in the question will win out. Chrétien says he's not making any predictions, but what he hears is quite good. The polls, by the way, giving the no's a 3% edge so far. And Brian Thomas of Chum FM is going to be in Montreal and Quebec beginning this Saturday through until the vote is held. He'll be reporting back on things going down in the province during that time, during this historic vote. Let's talk about oil for just a couple of minutes. That is exactly what all the talk was about out west yesterday, as our federal energy minister, Mark Lalonde, was in Edmonton to meet with his provincial counterpart there, Marvin Leach. Now, the talks are designed to get the two parties, the feds and the province out there, to get together on a price for a barrel of oil, a price that will make both the feds and the Albertans happy. They didn't come to any agreement. Both said, though, that they're better informed of each other's differences of opinion. Makes you wonder, though, just what these two do talk like behind closed doors. Probably a lot clearer and in more direct terms than they're talking today. Both sides seem to be trying to avoid a showdown over the oil price issue, as Lalonde said after the meeting. Sure, we're far apart, but then again, that's life. Things appear to be getting closer together on the Toronto Islands issue. Executive Council yesterday decided that, yes, they will go along with an idea to buy Ward and Algonquin's island. Now, the proposal would cost $750,000. Now, the city, if it goes through with all the plans that are outlined in Mayor Sewell's proposal, would have more residents built on the island, better sewage and hydro facilities, better facilities all the way around for the more people that would live there. Rents would be charged, and apparently the city over time would recover all of, except about $44,000 of that $750,000 for the initial purchase price. Now, that goes to a special council session today, and it should do fairly well there. It then goes to Metro following that. More problems, I would think, for the island's future when it gets to Metro again. Seven people are dead this morning, and perhaps as many as seven have been injured as a result of tornadoes that ripped through the center of the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan, sometime late last night. Now, one of the people who saw the whole thing come through was Syrietta Fandrive, and she describes the damage done by the twisters.
People were coming in who told me that they were like sitting in a McDonald's in the Kalamazoo Mall and were blown from where they were sitting into another area of the mall. They brought back tales of seeing people that were, you know, buried with debris or covered with it and very badly hurt.
Now, there is a curfew on right now in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and state troopers have been called in to prevent looting. And seven dead, 70 injured tornadoes going through Kalamazoo, Michigan last night. The British House of Commons has passed a bill this morning backing the U.S. on economic sanctions against Iran. That was expected. Now, the new U.S. Secretary of State, Ed Muskie, is in Brussels as well, where he's going to issue a plea to NATO that they put heavy economic pressure on Iran. Muskie was telling One and All on the flight from Washington yesterday that he is truly concerned about European sanctions, and that means he says such sanctions could have an effect on the hostage crisis. Interesting that the president does seem to have, President Carter has eased off on his comment about the hostage situation. There's not much comment, not even much lineage in the paper or on the wire services these days. Does seem to have taken some of the focus off. Wonder if it has anything to do with political things to the south of us. Who knows? People in Britain, by the way, are also into something today they may not like. They're using feet, bicycles, private cars, hired buses, you name it. Because there is a 24-hour strike on, dubbed a day of action strike by labor unionists, it is on right now. Now, the strike was called to show opposition for the economic policies of Maggie Thatcher and her conservative government. Now, it's not immediately known how many of Britain's 26 million workers have supported the strike call by the trades, but many buses, trains, and transport systems are idle today, so some are obeying that call to be off the job and doing quite well to disrupt things in Great Britain this morning. President of American Motors Canada has some interesting things to say today. He's talking about hydrogen and how it's going to be the fuel of the future, and it will ensure a continued life of the automotive industry. Bill Pickett, who is in Saskatoon, was talking about such things as propane, ethanol, gasohol, electricity, and all that. But he says hydrogen, by the end of the century, will be the prevalent fuel because it is technologically possible to produce, is clean burning, and we have more of that in the on this globe than just about anything else. So hydrogen fuel certainly being looked at seriously by the automotive industry. They do need help somewhere. You know, for married couples in which a woman is unable to have a child, the wait to adopt is often long and frustrating. However, there is a new alternative to the adoption process. It has surfaced. It involves inseminating a volunteer woman with sperm from the male in the couple. The woman carries the child to term, gives birth, and hands the kid over to the parents. Process uses what is called a surrogate mother to give birth. Seems more and more couples are turning to this method. On the In Toronto program, Nancy Cramp talked with Noel Keane, the only lawyer in the U.S. currently handling the arrangements between surrogates and the couples looking for them.
What are some of the stipulations placed on the surrogate mother upon entering into contract with the couple that want her services?
Well, first of all, they don't enter into a contract because there cannot be consideration paid. What mm-hmm. we do is draw up an agreement, a memo of understanding, so to speak, mm-hmm. stating forth that it's the semen of the husband that's inseminated into this woman for the purpose of returning the child back to the biological father and to the adoptive mother through the formal adoption process. We further state that no fee shall be paid to her, and all expenses paid by the adoptive parents must be finally approved by the adoptive court.
Mm-hmm.
So there really are no restrictions placed. I think the ideal situation that would happen is that somebody volunteers to do it, and then she kind of disappears so that there's no identity problem with the child as it's being raised.
Now, the father who donates a sperm to fertilize a surrogate mother must sign an agreement to accept the child after it is born so that the parents can't suddenly decide that they no longer want a child and they don't like it. So surrogate mothers are being used more and more, it seems, by some couples who cannot bear children in the United States. Wouldn't this just deflate your balloon? Maxie and Chris Anderson still celebrating their transcontinental balloon trip. They did make it all the way to the Gas Bay. They're now being sued by the owner of the land in Quebec where the balloon landed. Now, Roger Pelour says that a road and numerous planted trees on his farm, 20 miles from the Gaspé Peninsula where they landed, has been trampled by crowds who came to see the giant balloon come down. So he's suing them. He wants money for his trees. And get off my lawn. Get out of here. We will. 8:40. We'll make room for Hodge coming up next with sports on Chum FM.
Here's a fine receiver from Pioneer available at Fairview Electronics at a special price. And the reason for the special price is because the long-awaited 7980 Pioneer receiver clearance sale is on now. They're making room for these new models. This is the super popular SX780 with 45 watts RMS per channel. An excellent example of the savings in store for you at Fairview. The manufacturer's suggested list is $529.95, and the special sale price right now at Fairview is $369.95. More receivers from Pioneer, the SX880 with 60 watts, RMS aside. Manufacturer's suggested list, $640. Right now at Fairview, $449.95. Or the SX980 with 80 watts aside. The manufacturer suggested list $870, the price right now at Fairview $649. And the SX1080, that's 120 watts aside. The manufacturer suggested list $980, it's price right now at Fairview Electronics for $729.95. Or you may prefer to wait for the new 81 models, but you'll miss these exciting clearance savings, so why pay more next month? Fairview Electronics, 1038 Albion Road in Toronto's West End, Toronto's obvious choice for stereo value and stereo selection.
841, and Hodge is here to tell us all about how much money he's got bet on the Islanders, right?
I called it.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't call the Islanders to win last night, but I think they can win this series.
So do I.
Do you really?
Yep, I really do. Islanders.
Tell you what, I could change real quick.
Yeah, what kind of odds are you looking at?
No, I'll tell you, the Islanders look pretty good.
They got it together. And
yeah, we had a darn fine hockey game last night.
Yeah? When is the last time there were three power play goals in a final like that?
I don't know, but I'll tell you something. It's the first time a game in the finals has been decided on a power play.
Really?
And Denny Potvin got that goal. Now, Timmy, there were a lot of ifs going into last night's opener of the Stanley Cup, and I think one of the biggest ones was if the Islander power play begins to connect after turning anemic, the Flyers are in trouble. That's exactly what happened. New York took out Philly 4-3 in overtime to capture Game 1. Denis Potvin banged home the winning goal at 4:07 of sudden death with 1 second remaining on a penalty to Jimmy Watson. That was the third power play goal in 5 tries on the night for the Islanders, so it became painfully clear to the Flyers that there's just no way they can play search and destroy with this New York team, because with a man in the penalty box, the Islanders are going to eat you. Potvin turned out to be the top player of the night last night. I don't think there's any question about that. He connected twice and assisted on another goal, and you're going to have a hard time convincing me that he's not the best defenseman in all of hockey right now. A lot of us were expecting a few pure sixers and some downright dirty play. It didn't happen, and Potvin says these two clubs have too much respect for each other to get into that kind of crud.
Well, I thought there was, good clean checks, and, everybody was taking their man out and everything. But, no, there wasn't, a lot of the stuff that everybody expected. And I think that maybe the people in the press expected more than the players. You know, the players just want to go out and play hockey, and, they realize this is the finals, and they can't be spending their time in the box because, that's going to cost them hockey games. And the same for us. We have a pretty tough team, too, and, we don't want to be in the box. We just want to play hockey. We know it's the finals. We all want to be a part of it. And, so nobody wants to get thrown out or anything else like that. And so I think that you'll find that most of the games, I think, there might be some fighting, I don't know, but there's going to be a good close checking and hard-hitting game, I think, for the whole series. I think you'll see a great series.
Now, on the overtime goal, Watson hauled down John Tinelli, taking a chance that the penalty would not be called. The officials allow a lot of things to go in sudden death, but Watson was nailed on this one. For the first part of that power play, it looked as though the Islanders were dragging their butts. They weren't skating, just standing around, until Potvin called for the puck. He got it from Tinelli, and bang-o, that was all she wrote, Martha. If you take a good look at what happened last night, you might say the Flyers are in a wee tad of trouble right now. Two of their goals were flukes. The first, credited to Mel Bridgman, was actually poked in by Potvin, and their third marker saw Rick McLeish put one home from an impossible angle. It hit Billy Smith on the side of the pad and trickled home. The Islanders were getting lots of room to skate, especially Mike Bossy, who had himself quite a few chances on the night, but only managed to cash in once. On the other side, Billy Barber, the Flyers' most effective scorer, didn't get a shot on goal the entire evening. The Flyers' penalty-killing unit, which was devastating against Minnesota, wasn't as near as effective last night. Pat Quinn had Buzniak and Watson logging a lot of time-killing penalties, and you may have noticed that at one point, while the Flyers were a man down, Buzniak was shoving Clark Gillies with his hand. Now, that's totally ridiculous. It's like throwing marshmallows at Mount Rushmore. It ain't going to work. I think we're going to see a whole lot more of Daly and DuPont when the Flyers are shorthanded from now on. Quinn mentioned that the Islanders seem more confident than the Flyers did last night, and once they get into an overtime situation, they should be. They've won 5 of the 6 overtime games they've played in the playoffs this year. Potvin finished up the night with 3 points, and aside from that one mistake, probably the best player on the ice, as we mentioned. So the Islanders pretty well in command now, and it seems to be up to the Flyers to shore up their game. Once again, New York 4, Philly 3. In overtime, Potvin popping home the winner. We've got some good news and some bad news from the Blue Jay camp this morning. Let's brighten up your morning with the good news first. The Jays are back in first place, mathematically 6 percentage points ahead of the Yankees, who were beaten 4-1 by Kansas City last night. And now the bad news. The Jays had their game rained out with Seattle down at the ballpark the third time this season. A series opener has been called off because of rain. The Jays were leading this one 4-0 through 4 innings when the rains came down. That caused a 2-hour delay before officials finally called it off. Up until that point, Toronto had been getting to the Mariners' Rick Honeycutt, a guy who they've never beaten in 6 tries, and a guy who's completed 2 10-inning games against them in the last 4 outings, but they called the game when the Jays were leading 4-0. Other American League action, Oakland is down to a one-game lead over Chicago out west. Detroit beat the A's 4-3 last night, while the White Sox took a 6-5 10-inning decision from Milwaukee. Baltimore doubling up Texas 4-2. California at Cleveland was rained out. In the National League, the Expos clipped Houston 3-2. Nolan Ryan taking the loss there, giving up 7 hits and all 3 runs. His record now drops to 1-3, and this guy's making $1 million a year for that. The Astros have now dropped to third in the West, Cincinnati leading the loop after pounding the Mets 15-4. Big night for Ray Knight. He had 2 homers and 5 RBIs in the 5th inning alone. The Dodgers hold second, a half game back of the Reds after doing up the Cubs 4-2. Atlanta beat the Phillies 7-3. The Giants took out Pittsburgh 5-0. Other stuff on board this morning. The owners committee and the baseball talks have come up with new proposals on compensation, and they've upped their pension offer to the players, trying to avoid a strike. Players head Marvin Miller doesn't seem too impressed, however. He's instructed his players to be ready to walk out. The Hamilton Tiger Cats have shipped out fullback Jim Reed and middle linebacker Bill Banks to Ottawa for import guard Ray Honey. Honey will fill the spot left by Larry Butler, who's being traded off to Winnipeg. France says it will not boycott this summer's Moscow Games. That word came down yesterday, which turns out to be quite a slap in the face for the United States. Our Chum FM athlete of the day today is Bob Elliott of London, Ontario. He won a bronze medal in weightlifting at the Canadian Olympics for the handicap recently. We want to congratulate Bob Elliott of London this morning. And we've got a breakthrough in auto racing this morning. Artichoke power. It's true.
Artichoke power.
You're sitting there in a total daze, Tim. Artichoke power. Let me run it by you again.
Artichoke power.
Yes, indeed.
Lay it on me, Rick.
One of the cars running in the next 24 hours of Le Mans will be using alcohol as fuel made from artichoke plants. Now, the car is already being clocked at over 200 miles an hour during time trials on artichoke fuel, and during the 24 hours of Le Mans, the car figures to burn up about a half an acre of artichokes.
Now, are those the hearts or the artichoke bottoms? I mean, that probably makes a difference, I would think, for the connoisseur.
The hearts of the artichoke bottoms?
No, there's
I didn't know they were
hearts
shorts.
And there's artichoke bottoms. You can sometimes get those.
Well, I didn't know that.
Artichoke livers. Mega cows and artichokes. Sounds like I give you a fat car.
What?
There's a lot of calories in artichokes.
I mean, you get a fat car.
Yeah.
It could slow you down in the race.
Sure.
Well, of course, it was doing 200 miles an hour, so it's not that slow.
You guys on PAM or what?
Got a front end
I'm trying
tram.
To be serious. I get a story here.
Artichoke. Are you trying to be serious with artichoke? You're
going to believe that neck. For 1 minute?
I break my neck going out and finding these stories.
You tried to break your neck last night.
Under
but
what rock?
That
doesn't count. It's tough on a trampoline, Tim.
Yeah, just up and down.
Anything else, Rick?
Huh?
Anything else?
Not
there?
Anymore. What's your beef, Griffin? Huh? Come on, Griff.
Artichoke power. You can't really believe that we'll believe that.
Artichoke. It's here.
Making that
I got
up.
It. It's in print.
Yeah, on that paper that you wrote in crayon.
I spanned the globe for the trill of victory and the agony of defeat. No. It ain't defeat. It's the wrist. It's a true story.
Sure.
Artichoke power right here.
It is not.
Right here on
it's
the last page
lies.
Of my sportscast. I did not make it up.
It's 8:48. We'll
it
tell you where
not.
The real
you
things
tell
are
them
happening
the
around town
it's
next.
Not, it's not 8:48.
On Chum FM.
All right, this is the last one.
Boards are nailed in place.
That'll do it.
And all the work is done.
Boy, is it hot.
The cedar deck you designed yourself.
Looking good.
And time for summer fun. Colts hot and white. Steaks turning brown.
That's barbecue sauce.
Barbecue on your new deck. Good friends are gathered round.
Steaks sure smell good.
Here comes the beer.
Hey, it's about time.
Chum FM is owned and operated by Chum Limited, licensee of Chum AM. Both stations are licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission to operate broadcasting stations in Toronto with studios at 1331 Yonge Street.
Tonight, the House Rockers are opening up for good old John Lee Hooker at the Music Hall tonight, 8 o'clock start time for John Lee. The Selector and Leroy Sibbles on stage at the Palais Royal tonight, beginning at 8 o'clock. FM playing upstairs at the Elmo. Downstairs, it's Luke Gibson and his Massey Ferguson. Nona Hendricks at the Edge tonight. Stark Naked and the Flesh Tones doing the Horseshoe. Grab your loincloth and get down there. The Jags at the Nickelodeon. Eugene Smith and the band at Hotel California. Nash the Slash playing Spats at Skip Prokop at the Knob Hill. Michael Fury at the Queensbury Arms. Oliver Heaviside doing the Concord. The Trolls, you'll find them all at Grossman's tonight working on Shoes in the Back Room. White Frost at the Richmond Inn. Telemann at the Riverside in Oakville. And Gatto playing the Runway down in Hamilton. Movies for you tonight. The Roxy, yes, Oh Lucky Man, is there tonight with Malcolm McDowell. 8 o'clock for that, and 2.5 will get you in the door. For more information on things around town, check out the City Nights Entertainment Guide or call the Chum FM Concert Line at 870-9119. The weather is next on Report.
This is Gord Martineau for the Cash for Life Lottery. Your $2 ticket gives you a chance in what I consider to be the only game worth playing. You could win $250, $500, or $1,000 a month for life. You can also scratch and win instantly.
When you buy a $2 ticket, you're playing instant win. Just hold it, then scratch it, and let the fun begin.
There are hundreds of thousands of prizes, any one of which would be nice to win, but deep down I feel good that I can have fun and help support the Ontario Association for the Mentally Retarded. Tickets are now on sale for the next draw June 7th. Get yours today.
Playing Cash for Life.
It's going to be windy and cool today, cloudy right on through. The winds will be gusting out of the northwest at about 45 kilometers an hour. That will make it feel more cold and cool than it really is. 14 will be the high today, so we're told. 6 tonight, 16 for tomorrow. Now for the weekend, the holiday weekend coming up, sunny and pleasant for Saturday. The forecast for Sunday, some rain again, and temperatures at night up in cottage country down to freezing. Freezing in cottage country on the weekend. 8 degrees right now in downtown Toronto. At 8:52, I'm Tim Lang, and Report will be back with you again at 11:30 with Deborah Edwards. Now, Elton John, a super session on Chum FM.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. The moss, well, a few of the verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. so excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. She packed my bags last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a time. Flight. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, rocket man. No one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job.
Brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Sends him to the finest school in town.